On this episode of the AIE podcast,
we will see you at
Nerdtacular
in one way or another.
Renegades is giving a galaxy far, far away vibe, but kind of nearby.
Yeah, a little of both. Speaking of galaxies far, far away, SOTOR celebrates with four crazy nights.
And the STO Starbase is expanding.
And this is our first show of 2026. Yes, 2026. Stop writing 2025.
Yeah.
Hopefully not our last show as well. Just kidding. All that and more coming up now.
Bringing you the latest news from the AIE gaming community from planet Earth and beyond. This is the AIE podcast.
Welcome to episode 441 of the podcast celebrating you, the Alea Acta S gaming community, the Die Has Been podcast. I am Mikala. To my left, downstairs and over a little bit, is Ted Semi.
I'm feeling very, very overwhelmed.
Okay, then, and not just by the podcast. Nope. And to our right and two states over is Mewcow.
I have spreadsheets.
Oh, wow. How the tables have been tensed. All right. Happy 2026, folks. It's the first week and a half has felt like a year already, and we're all getting back into the swing of things, hence the awkwardness of our podcasting.
Yes.
So we're going to be digging into what we've all been up to shortly, but first, let's cover this week's news.
AIE News.
All right, so the biggest news so far coming out of 2026, Nerdtacular is coming back. Nerdtacular 2026 has been announced. The event that we affectionately refer to as the Nerd Family Reunion is back for the first time since 2017. There's lots of information on frogpants.com, including tickets and hotel details. The event is scheduled for June 11th through the 13th and will be held at the Salt Lake Marriott downtown at City Creek in Salt Lake City, Utah. All three of us have tickets, and we've been chatting about how we can record a live show. Here's the nerve-wracking thing, is we don't have any, like, auxiliary rooms like we have in the past. So there's like, oh, we can maybe find time for you on the big stage, and I'm like, no, because I have stage fright. So that'll be a good time. So we're trying to figure that all out. But we all have tickets. As we learn more, we'll definitely let you know. But we will hopefully see you all there.
Yeah, and I will say this time around, the hotel rooms, he somehow managed to get them cheaper than Snowbirds. So if that's ever
nice.
Been a problem.
Yeah.
Excellent. Yeah. That is great news. And it's in downtown Salt Lake City. So there's a lot to do outside of all the Nerdtacular stuff, outside of all the gaming stuff. One of the things that we're looking forward to is our DM and his wife, who we game with, are going to be there. We might have some of the other players that we game with regularly there. So hopefully doing some in-person games, but it's a really great event. It's Frog Pants centric. Obviously anybody I think listening to the IE podcast is familiar with Frog Pants, but it's a really great gathering of nerds. Even if you don't do all the different podcasts that Frog Pants has, it's just a really great community.
Yep.
And it's attached to a mall, so it's going to have plenty to do.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I'm looking forward to actually, because the only time we've actually spent in Salt Lake City proper is going down the mountain to Sushi Groove.
And we did a couple of trips last time, checked out the Spaghetti Factory because they have one of those old spaghetti factories.
It's
one of those old-timey ones. And yeah, you ran around some of the malls. So yeah, there's definitely plenty to do down there. It's a typical downtown. So
yeah, awesome.
All right. And speaking of fun, let's talk mandatory fun nights, where the fun is mandatory, but the attendance is not. On Sunday, we have Destiny 2 at 8:30 p.m. Eastern. Monday, Guild Wars 2 at 9:30 p.m. Eastern, along with Star Trek Online at 10 p.m. Eastern. Tuesday is Star Wars The Old Republic at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. max time. Wednesday is HFO Mythic Plus Mayhem and WoW at 8 p.m. Eastern. Friday, ESO Mandatory Fun Night at 9 p.m. Eastern. Saturday is Full Up Lord of the Rings Online at 8:30 p.m. Eastern, followed by Final Fantasy Map Night at 9:30 p.m. Eastern, and New Braid in WoW at 11 p.m. Eastern.
That's a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And if you're not busy gaming and need to listen to some other podcasts, we have a ton of them. Lots of AIE member podcasts. Want to know where to find them? We'll do a quick rundown here. New Overlords podcast with Max and Seema. They are at newoverlords.com. Boards and Swords with Chris and Philip is at boardsandswords.com. Just look for Boards and Swords at boardsandswords.com.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Gameology, also known as Dr. Daniel Kaufman, is at drgameology.com. The STO Fleet Action Report with Grebog and Nicodus is at YouTube. Look for at Fleet Action Report. And then finally, we have A Podcast Reborn, a Final Fantasy XIV community podcast with Brandon, a.k.a. Old Man Franks, Megan, and Ro. It is not safe for life.
No.
Don't listen to the kids.
Also, if you're an AIE member and you have a podcast, please feel free to reach out to us to make sure that we have you on the list. We try to announce the Guild podcast at least every other show. And we always want to know what our community members are up to. And speaking of our community members, we have Nomads. Destiny 2, the new Renegades, the new expansion Renegades is chugging along. It's a very Star Wars themed expansion. There are lightsabers. It's got a very cool Darth Revan, Kylo Ren feel to the new bad guy. You get to kind of like be bounty hunters and work for the criminal syndicates, doing contracts as part of the core activities for the expansion. Earning reputation with each syndicate gains new abilities during the contract runs. There's not much going on guild-wise, and things are pretty slow overall in Destiny 2. The new community is waiting for the new roadmap to see where things are going and rumors, and hopes are high that Destiny 3 will get announced soon. If you're in Destiny 2 and take a look out for Jess Wargus, who is happy to help you with anything going on. ARK has a pretty decent dedicated group that is currently active as well.
And in World of Warcraft news, they are resting up for the pre-patch of Midnight. Housing is going well, Remix is winding down, New Braid started up again after its holiday break, and they are using a new add-on to communicate between co-guilds. It's called X-Faction. It's been out for a while. And that is used for the cross-guild communication and seems to be working well. The last day of Legion Remix are upon us. We are in the final 7 days, so get those last-minute runs done now. There's still transmog gear to grind, pets, mounts, and exclusive Legion Remix only housing... Legion Remix only housing items to grab before they are gone. If you ever wanted those Legion artifact appearances, this is it.
Over in SWTOR, they closed out last year with Winter Night Celebration, which was 4 evenings of guild activities, including a tour of the world bosses, where they took a piece of armor off of each successive fight. Stronghold tours, of course, dressing up in the Life Day finest. I hope you watched your Life Day marathon.
No! Never.
Or at the very least, watch some of the fun MST3Ks of it. That's
fun. Okay. That's a little more fun.
Yeah. They did a clothing drive on some of the starter planets. There was a parade of Life Day mounts and a cracking good trivia night, a great way to spend the last gaming week of 2025, that weird little in between where no one knows what's going on.
It is literally the in between.
Yeah, very much so. And of course, on to 2026, where we are now. Next week is Total Galactic War. Again, this time they say they are ready for it, but they're usually pretty ready for it. They usually do a pretty good job.
Yeah.
Mostly they say, however, they will be maximizing conquest points this week by doing group activities, crafting, and class stories. The Galactic Starfighter and PvP are also good ways to rack up the points if you are so inclined. Keep an eye on Discord for any last-minute group stuff that may pop up.
All right, NESO news. Not much is really going on. It's been pretty quiet due to the holidays. Keep your eye to the ESO channels and Discord to see when all the nonsense starts up again.
Yep. And in Final Fantasy XIV, they just had a new patch and things are going well. New main story quest, Savage Raid tier is open, and the world first race is already over. New trial with the train and a new unreal trial with everyone's favorite lady to hate and feel sorry for, Tsukiyami's pain. The cosmic crafter and gathering area has new updates, and crafters have pink heart themed items to make now. Hildebrand has more story, and the Air Force One gate has a new plane to fly around in and pew pew. The strategy board is live and everyone is cleanly using it for helpful raid explanations and mechanic demonstrations. Totally. Yep. Free login campaign has started up to 96 hours free from when you start it. Ends February 9th. You had a comment on the helpful raid explanations?
No, that I wrote it. Yeah, just, you know, yeah. No one's using it for improper stuff at all. No, they would never think of doing such a thing.
No.
Never.
Mm-mm. No.
Exploit stuff? No, that actually doesn't happen.
No.
Family-friendly game. Family-friendly.
Oh, my.
Yeah. But all in all, the strategy board's pretty cool. It's nice to have that actually in-game. It's very reminiscent of those add-ons they took out of WoW because people were doing bad things with them. I guess they've sanitized it a bit, but you know, you can only sanitize it so much and people find creative ways around things, especially when you give it to, you know, thousands and thousands of people to figure out.
Nerds. By that, you mean nerds.
Yes. Over in STO, the KDF fleet, that's the Klingon Defense Fleet, for those that don't know, has made some big strides with the fleet holdings. The Starbase will complete the Tier 4 shipyard in just about a week. Which means after that, we can start tossing resources in for a Tier 4 Starbase. Oh, yeah, Shipyard Starbase, yeah. And then the research lab is closing in on Tier 3. For those curious, the Federation side already got all of this stuff done a while back. That's why it's all focusing on KDF. But, what all this means is more fleet ships will be accessible for that side of things. And once the research lab hits Tier 3, the purchasable crate slots will be available. Fleet Action Report has been doing play drops. I'm hoping that's playthroughs of the missions showcasing accolades and recruit special tasks. While letting you know what rewards could be handy for your ships or on ground. We will be completing the final mission of the iconic war arc this week with the Fleet Action Report peeps, which you can catch them live, recording the episode Thursday at 10 p.m. Eastern. Fun nights are on Monday at 10 p.m. Eastern. If you want to group up and run any STO content, looking for help with something, or just want to hang out, come join us. Ping in Discord, of course, because that's where everybody is and can get their attention.
All right. And in Lotro, they're still getting over the holiday lulls. In general, players are leveling, working up quests, and enhancing their legendary items. If anyone is looking for help leveling or enhancing those legendary items, please reach out to Maelung, and they are happy to help. Which kind of, I think, you know, is the motto of any AIE guild in any game. We're happy to help. All right. So with that, let's get to what we have been doing in and out of game. Mew, I am so sorry. I'm starting with you.
Ah.
That's why no one should give me the power.
Yeah. Let's see. So, yes, as I mentioned before, I have spreadsheets. I am tracking everything in Remix so that I make sure that I get everything. But on this page over here, actually. But essentially, you want to get all of the classes to 80. And then you also want to get all the classes' initial campaigns at least done. The one where you get the title of whatever, et cetera, et cetera. Because that also gets you the housing decor item. And, you know, the title and a new artifact appearance. And then optionally past that, if you do you have to do the Legion Fall stuff to a certain point, and then it unlocks the next part of the class campaign. And that's where you can earn the specialized mount. Yeah. And now, if you don't want to do all that annoying stuff, if you just want to, pay some bronze, you can buy a fail version of the class mount. And that doesn't require anything. You just buy it. So, You know, so you can either, you know, get the regular version or you can get the fell version or you can get both. You know, it's really up to you. I've done some of the stuff to get the mounts for the classes that I didn't get last time. But, you know, for the most part, I'm just kind of keeping track. And if I have time, which I may not because we only have 7 days, you know, I might go through and, you know, get some of the mounts I actually like. Some of them are just kind of like, whoa, what were you thinking when you put this together?
Yeah.
So it's just I'm happy to pass those up. You know, it's still interesting. Like if you've not had a chance to do all of the Legion stories, like they are really well done. So it's a good idea. They finally came through and let everyone do this in a more succinct and fast fashion. I still love the whole moving on, skipping this, like the helpful bronze dragon. That's like, yeah, this is where we had you sit there for like a month. We're just going to skip that now.
Yeah, exactly.
Good idea.
Which is why we were saying, if you want artifact stuff, if you want the class stuff, do it now. This is the best way to get that done because it just skips over that crap.
Yeah.
But it's, you know, it leaves the rest of the story intact. And it's interesting because there are a couple of them I never got to finish. The interaction between some of the classes.
Yeah, like, you know, the paladins and the death knights.
And the paladins and the priests and the death knights and who was it? Was it the mages? I think the Death Knights and the Mages actually end up meeting up at point two. So it's just kind of interesting how they're all interplaying. You know, they're not on their own little silo like you think. Yeah. It's been cool to get all that story stuff going through. And then, you know, on top of that, you know, there's you know, just doing the gear ground is extremely easy in this one. And the ultimate goal, if you want to make a super powered Remitch character, is to grind what they call the versatility. So once you have a certain, I think my top one is at 201% versatility. When you have that much versatility, you can solo everything in the game, except for the extreme mythic pluses. Those are the ones that will still wreck you if you aren't at like 300 or 400 versatility or whatever. So, and then on top of that, there are hidden artifacts that you have to do. Like every class has something interesting and each of the specs has a hidden artifact. So you have to, you know, trying to keep track of all that, but there's a lot to look into. And if you also focus on getting, all of the reputations, if you can get them maxed out to exalted, they also have housing items that they give you for free. And that unlocks it so that then there's a vendor on the little infinite aisle that once you unlock it, you can buy extra copies of that with your bronze instead of having to use gold later. So it's, you know, and then tons of transmog, tons of mounts. I have at this point finally cleared all that out. I have all the transmog, all the pets, all the mounts, all that done. At this point, I'm just working. I have the dream weavers to get to exalted, and that's it. And then I have 1, 2, 3, 4 classes to get to 80, and then I'm done.
Nice.
And I started late, so you know it's it really starts to go downhill once you get or experience percentage up on the weapon, because what it is the experience that you gain, the experience buff you gain is across everything. So when you start the next class, they're using that experience, but they don't use any of the stats, unfortunately, because that would have been probably way too overpowered, but they keep the experience. So, you just steamroll. Like, and now that I'm at the priests, I'm already at 72 and I started that like a day ago. Mm-hmm. So like it's just super fast, and then these last three will just zip right by, and you know I could probably just get those to 80 and then finish their class campaigns and consider myself done. Mm-hmm. I'm good. So, but and then other than that, Final Fantasy 14 has been fun. Just, you know, just trying to keep that stuff up. The new patch. Oh, the one thing I think we didn't mention, the glamour restrictions have been dropped.
Yeah.
So that came in this new patch. So you can put whatever you want on whatever you want, except for weapons.
Right.
So yeah, we've been seeing some really interesting creativity now that you can mix and match stuff. And of course the funny memes of, you know, watching the healer run, you know, screaming into a pack of mobs. You're like, wait, you're the healer. Oh, and they pull out an axe and start just hacking away at everything.
Yeah, exactly. So, nope. That was a warrior.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, when the white mage turns to you and their eyes glow red, you're like, oh, you're not a white mage. So,
nope.
Oh, that's scary.
Yeah. But yeah. And then real world, you know, fun with washing machines. That's been fun. let's see, managed to get all the Christmas decorations in the house, at least at one point a week ago or so. And they're all up. They're all in the attic. Now I need to find room for the rest of the Halloween stuff, and then I'll actually be done for the year.
But you have black cats, so I think contractually you're allowed to have the Halloween stuff up all year long.
Right? That's true. Yeah. Yeah, we do. We do have those really nice black cat pumpkin things that.
Yeah.
They're breakable, so maybe I should put them away because, you know, these
yeah, because black cats.
I don't know if you can hear the one wounded buffalo over in the corner, but he is just snoozing away. He does not give a care. But we did a little bit of fun with Christmas this year. We found that there's a beach on the lake nearby, and they had a little thinking of cats.
Sorry, that's my Halloween. Fault.
They had a neat little Christmas walk with all the lights and kind of stuff. So we went down there and had that, and they had a little outdoor s'mores area on the beach, and you know, it was kind of neat to do that in the out in the stars, and because it's on the lake, so it's not as much light pollution, so you can see a little bit more,
right?
But so you know, we at least had some Christmas lights lookings to you know, satiate that need. But yeah, and just, you know, getting ready for the new year, getting ready. Mrs. Mew is about to start the next part of her work journey. So that's going to be fun. And yeah, that's probably about it. But, you know, keep it on, keep it on.
Awesome. Yeah. All right, Ted, what about you?
Oh, Lord. Yeah, it's been a lot. So yeah, we got all the decorations down and packed away and over to storage, and so we got all that taken care of, and we just finished we did our get together for a gaming group on Thursday night in person, which we usually play, and just did gifts and food. That was our gift exchange for Christmas, a little bit late this year, but we got past all the holiday events, and that was the first time we could get together where everything felt good. So we did that. And then Saturday we did
five hours, but you know, half of that time is BSing.
Yeah, it was a five-hour D&D session where we successfully pulled off our heist and then successfully got stabbed in the back, as everyone knew was coming. When you pull off a heist, you know, once you're done with the heist, you immediately get stabbed in the back. So that was fun.
Yeah, yep. Yeah.
That matter was of fact, good times.
Yeah, that was fun. speaking of heists, we also did a heist. I'll let Heather talk about the heist in Cyberpunk that we did. In our Call of Cthulhu game, we finished our one shot for the holiday, and
four sessions, because that's what we do.
Yeah, but it was four sessions. We got it done. Everyone survived. No one was even close to going insane. I don't think anyone's luck dipped below like 50 at any point, because we'd rolled really high on luck. But we took the safe route, because basically it was. We went to a ski lodge, and then shenanigans started happening. There was a downed Russian satellite that we hauled back to the lodge to keep safe, and then people started disappearing under mysterious circumstances, and the electricity was going haywire, and people were sabotaging the generators. Yeah, it was all a very, very interesting thing, but our GM was very surprised that we took the safest route possible, and literally all we did was, can we survive to the morning? And so we kept, you know, what we had available going in the fireplace in the lodge, broke down furniture, kept people sane as much as we could, and survived the night. And it was a fun adventure, but we got the what people would I think consider the boring or the non-supernatural ending, because the army came and rescued us the next day, and every time we tried to mention something like no that didn't happen, it was just a snowstorm, you were fine, you know, like oh okay, that's how this is going. So And then we're in our Ghost of Arcadia game, our cyberpunk game. I'll let Heather talk about the adventure we're having, but I'm in the process of doing basically the 2.0 version of the character sheet because there's a huge rewrite of all the character talents, the racial talents, the career talents, switching out backgrounds for new stuff and doing some calculations. So there's just a lot of coding work that I have to get done over the next few weeks. And that's what I was overwhelmed with. It's a little overwhelming. So, and then I dipped my toe back in Final Fantasy 14 and remembered why I was so frustrated with the game, because you're going along through the story and you're doing well. And they're like, here, go in this dungeon. Okay, I'll go in this dungeon. No, you won't. Your gear is too low. Fine.
Oh, God.
Well, I'm not going to grind gear because that'd be silly. Let me go see what's on the auction house. Okay, great. Progress. Hey, get to another dungeon. Oh, your gear is too low. Four times this has happened.
Boy,
where I've advanced the story and hit, your gear is too low. So now I'm trying to get gear so I can go through the cave outside, which I think is just from the newest patch, if I'm not mistaken, where you're exploring outside the Solution 9 and trying to go through this big cave. But it's apparently a dungeon, and I need an item level of 735, and I have like 732 or something. So, yeah.
I think I just ended up getting 740 gear all across, and then I can just get past all that.
Right. Well, I didn't know because I'm playing catch up because I was like,
yeah,
I think it was like three patches behind this story. So, you know, I was doing catch up, but a lot of it was, a lot of it's just gear and trying to stay sane. So, but it's been an interesting story. I just don't know where they're going with this story. And I'm kind of like not leery, but I'm curious with where they're going with the story. I don't want to spoil it because people may still be playing catch up on it as like I was, but it'll be interesting. The Hildebrand stuff was fun. That was a blast. I got through that. And then I started on they're not Beast Tribe quests anymore. They're what, social? What do they call them?
They're just called society quests.
Society quests now. Yeah. So I've opened those up and I'm doing the society quests now and leveling up my crafters and having fun with that stuff. So,
yeah.
Society quest seems very extroverted for a game. I'm just saying.
No, I know. But well, they used to be. Beast Tribe is what they referred to this quest line as. And then they didn't like that because it excluded certain communities from in the game communities from falling under that purview. So now they've treated them as society. So it doesn't matter whether you're, you know, how they classify the race in game. It's just saying this society, we're focusing on quests for that society. So,
yep.
It's
and they didn't like calling some of them beasts anyway.
Exactly. So, but yeah, that's what I've been up to. Oh, and I finished Outer Worlds 2. That was fun. Replayability, maybe, but not as much as the first one. Dispatch, however, was a blast.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
Yeah, and if you haven't played Dispatch, play Dispatch. It's well worth it. And they're working
on my to-do.
Yeah, they're working on season two, so. Yep. But what about you, McCullough? What have you been up to?
All right. Well, trying to get back to work after having 3 weeks off. I actually was able to have 3 weeks off, which was lovely. We're going into the winter con season, so we have a few shows coming up. So if you are like in the Phoenix area and you are around on next Saturday, so the 17th, there is Superhero Saturday at the parking lot near what used to be Metro Center. from 10 to 4. So Cat's Eye Curiosities is going to be there. And then we have another show on January 31st at the Tempe Public Library, Tempe LibCon. So that's like one of my main focuses. And just kind of getting through the holidays where we had Yule on the 20th, Christmas Eve, followed by Christmas Day, which all were very, very labor intensive days. So that's that. As Ted alluded to, our Ghosts of Arcadia game, it started as a really simple mission, right? A really mm-hmm. simple mission, as they all do. My character's uncle said, "Hey, I have not heard from my, friend for a while. I usually check in with his family. They told me they had not heard from him. I need you to go and find him in this war-torn planet. Check on him, see if you can find him. And if you can't, bring back his stuff for his family." So, also, this is like the lowest paying job we've had.
Yeah.
Want to say that. Sorry about that. But so far, the only person that needs medical attention is me. So the planet we're on, there's a lot of political factions going on, but basically you have the elven group, the elven race, which is my character's race. They are trying to get hold of the artifacts there. And then you have a lot of political intrigue going on, with the corpos who are trying to control things. So we track down the person we're supposed to find. And basically he's okay. He's kind of, doing a lot of rebel hit and run stuff involved with the insurgents. The quest we were given was you need to get a hold of this magic item, the Heart of the Valley, which basically keeps the which they stole, which is where they're basically the guardian spirit of the valley is. So it actually went off really well for the most part. We were able to get it. We came across the group of the faction of the elves. One of the houses was in the process. They were working with one of the corpos. They made the exchange, and we said, "Okay, now we're going." So we got that. One of our members snuck in and got it. But wasn't able to sneak out with it. Why Ted's over there controlling drones, making them work for us. I had the lovely lovely experience where my dice stopped working last week, where I literally got 3 critical failures in a row.
Yeah.
And then proceeded to turn around and get an extreme success, which incapacitated for the most dangerous combatants and did major damage. So we are currently stole a vehicle. We're currently trying to GTFO with another vehicle behind us, as well as a VTOL. So that's what we've been doing at that game. I did surprise Tet the other night, Friday night,
yes,
for a early anniversary present. I know, I'm sure we've told the story before, but Tet asked me out during a Shadowrun game. That is what we call our anniversary, which is January 26th. It'll be 36 or 34 years this year. And normally we just go out for dinner. We don't do anything major, but we celebrate our wedding anniversary and our dating anniversary. Well, I happened to see that the show 20 Sided Tavern was going to be playing in Scottsdale this weekend. So I'm like, that sounds fun. Let me see if there's tickets. And I was able to get some actually pretty good tickets. So I got those. We were going to actually just eat dinner at home. But then what I had on the menu it was something that needed to be kind of served fresh, and Rye's girlfriend wasn't going to be getting home until later. I'm like, well, that's one thing they wanted to eat, so we'll just go out for dinner, and I'll push that to a later time. So we went out to one of a sister restaurant, one of our favorite restaurants. Had a lovely, we actually get everything on the happy hour menu. So it was affordable and delicious. Then we took a nice long walk through the cold, to the theater, had a blast. So if 20 Sided Tavern comes to your town, do it. It's like live D&D where you as the audience are controlling some of the actions. It's improv. It's hilarious.
Yep. It was a blast. It was a very good
blast. Yeah. Yeah. It was a great time. Is that about it? Do you think that's it, Boo?
Yeah, and then getting ready for Ren Faire and the kiddos' friends coming from out of town to do Ren Faire. Yeah, I think that's about it.
All right, so I do have 1 second.
Some comments about our feelings of coldness.
Yeah. That's just teasing me. Like, it was in the 40s. We were walking, and it was, yeah. The good news is we were dressed for the 40s, and by that we're both dressed slightly 1940s, and the weather was in the 40s. So, yeah. All right. So whereas I do
we've been sweating out here in the 80s, which is just
Yeah. No, that's this week. It'll be back in the 70s, but it was pretty chilly this weekend. All right. So since we're just coming off the holidays, I want to know, my friends, what is the geekiest gift you received this holiday season? I'm gonna start with you, Mew.
You already did that first time.
Okay, fine. I'll start with you, Tet.
So I got some very cool dice that were really cool. They're over there. I have a bunch of books that I got. So I got a Neil deGrasse Tyson book. I got a Cory Doctorow book. That's probably the nerdiest book, is the Cory Doctorow book.
The Shitification?
Yes. I got 2 books of cocktails and other drinks to make. I got the alt cover version of the Forgotten Realms for D&D. It was all geeky stuff, all nerdy stuff. So
that is very true. Yeah, so what's your favorite? But I guess it's all you. So yes,
it was all my favorite.
All your favorite. Okay.
Yes. Yeah. So it was a lot of good stuff. I can't pick just one. I'm sorry. I like
them. Okay,
all.
Fine. All right. Now I'm going to you, Mew.
I mean, like you said, it's hard to really pick one. The one that just keeps coming to mind still, and I guess it's not even. I guess I can't even count that as Christmas, because that's the die that I got. But that was an anniversary die.
Oh yeah, that is true.
Yeah. That one, that's the one that keeps popping up for some strange reason. But I don't know, just I honestly, the best part was just having a nice chill day and, you know, being able to enjoy all the geeky things we got. We did get the kiddo a little robot that you can interact with, that he's played with a couple times, and you know, that seems like a fun little toy to play with.
Yeah,
one of those kind of, like, you know, it's a little interactive. I think it's called Elik or something like that. It was a geeky little thing. Mostly it was the kiddo that got all the really cool geeky things.
Always, absolutely, every time.
That and, you know, that and gaming. So.
Yeah. I got spoiled with dice. Tet got me 2 very dice from a very high end dice store, Dispel Dice, which were my first from them. One was the cleric set, because my favorite class to play, and I'm currently playing a protection cleric, and then a steampunk set, which he didn't realize actually was for the same character, because she has a mechanical heart, because she died in one of the first sessions. So. And my DM's like, I have a way to bring her back. Do you like her still? I'm like, yeah. So she went to the Church of Gaunt, and they took her to the Church of Gaunt and gave her a mechanical heart. And then a friend of mine sent me some beautiful dice from a company in Ukraine that are purple and gold, and they actually have Cthulhu in them. They're beautiful. So I got a lot of geeky dice, which always makes me happy.
Oh, also, I forgot one thing. I got some Renfair garb, and maybe my favorite thing may be the boots, because those boots are
the boots
really,
are pretty great.
The boots are pretty awesome.
And they're easier to get out of than your regular boots.
Yes. So. Yep.
I got a pretty snazzy Renfair hat.
Ooh. Nice. Very cool.
It's one of those where they, you know, finally a hat that fits my gigantic head, because it's, my head is not large, it is extra large. So. And then there's also the hair.
Yeah, and your hair is epic.
So yeah, I have to have the really big hats, but I finally have found one that fit and it got customized, and so it's good.
Nice! That is fantastic. All right. Well, do we have anything else, my friends?
Isn't that enough?
I think we're good.
All right. All right. So I think that is our show for this evening. Chat room, say your silly line. Start suggesting show titles. I want to thank my lovely guests for joining us this evening, as well as our chat room, and as well as anybody listening via the podcast. Thanks so much, folks. We appreciate it.
Now for the rundown. If you have a question or comment about our show, you can email us at podcast@aie-guild.org. You can find us on the AIE Discord and Blue Sky. Look for AIE Podcast. And of course, add all the other little stuff that is always there, but they make you put it there anyway. But you know what it's going to be.
It's
the thing. We record live with video once a month on Sundays. Kind of once a month. Sometimes we got to push it because, you know, stuff happens like Ren Fairs and things like that, you know, but fun things. Got to be geeky and nerdy around here. But you can join us in the chat room and play along with us on the website. If you go to aie-guild.org and look for podcast-live-stream, look for the link to our Discord server there as well. If you're looking for our past episodes, or we're not here live to watch with us, you can see them on the YouTube channel. Look for the AIE Podcast. Our theme was composed by the amazing Andrew Allen. Follow him at Keys with Soul.
All right. And now, if we had any member segments, we would play them right here. So if you are interested, they're 90 to 120 seconds. Just send them to podcast@aie-guild.org, and we will get them in here.
And we will see you all in February. So until then, AIE, this is Makala.
This is Mukau.
This is Tetsemi.
And this has been the AIE Podcast.
Show is part of the Frog Pants Network. Get more at frogpants.com.